Okay, welcome to Masechet Avodah Zarah. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Beis. Let's get started. So says the Mishnah, the Lifnei Yidein Shal Ovdei Kochavim Shlosha Yamim, 3 days before the holidays of the Ovdei Kochavim, Asu Lasseis V'Lasseis Himahim, it's also to do several activities, and we're going to have a lot of discussion in the first couple of prakim with this Masechet about different business practices that are usher to do with Ovdei Kochavim. So 3 days before the holidays of Ovdei Kochavim, it's usher to do business with them, lahashilan, to lend anything to them, velish ol mehen, to borrow anything from them, lahalvosan, to lend them, velulvos mehen, and to borrow from them. So obviously, that line right there, to lend to them and to borrow from them twice, you know, once using Lashon of She'ila, once using Lashon of Halva'a, seems repetitive. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim why it is that that's not repetitive, what the difference is between Lahash'ilan and Velilvos Mehen, between a She'ila and a Halva'a. So if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi says, She'ila, in the second line of Rashi, She'ila b'midi dahadar be'en, kigon behema v'kelim, and milva b'midi d'loha d'be'en. That she'il is something that you return as is. So I borrow your car, I return your car itself. As opposed to halva'a, something that I don't return the actual item that I borrowed. I return something else, I return its replacement. I borrow money from you, so I don't return the same exact bills that I borrowed from you. I go and I spend those bills on something else, and I return to you other bills that then replace it. That's how Rashi understands the difference between She'ila and Halva'a, and L'chora, that's the Pasha Pshat of what the difference is. However, Rashi Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Chesam and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Halveini, says that no, the difference between She'ila and Halva'a is something else. That Halva'a is something that's Lizman Meruba. That a Halva'a, we say for instance, Stam Halva'a Lamed Yom. Stam Halva'a is for 30 days. So Halva'a typically is for 30 days or more. It's for something that's for over a long period of time. As opposed to a She'ela, She'ela is for a much shorter period of time. Tosos, it happens to be Tosos over there, Masechet Shabbos, writes like Rashi says over here, that no, She'ela and Halva are nothing to do with Zman, it has to do with the item that's being borrowed. In the Magen Mishnah, however, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Halach Yud Beis, sounds that he holds that the Rambam says like Rashi Masechet Shabbos. Sounds like he thinks the Rambam holds like Rashi Masechet Shabbos that the chiluk between the She'ila and Halva'a is the amount of time involved. But either way, whatever the difference is, these things are usher to do with a guy three days prior to his holidays, 3 days prior to the Yom Yideihen Shalov De Kochavim. The Mishnah continues. Leporan v'lefroa mehen. You're not allowed to pay them back if you owe them money, nor to get paid back from them. Rabbi Yehuda omer nefroin mehen mepnei shemeitzar hula. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can get paid back from them. They can pay you back because that's not going to give him any joy. That's adra, but that's going to be painful for him. He's going to have to pay you back. Amru lo, afal pi shemeitzar yachshav semeichu lachazman. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it may be annoying for him now, and it may be difficult for him now, but after some time, he's going to be happy that he paid you back, meaning it's going to be a relief. It's a tremendous burden off his shoulders. If he no longer has a debt, he no longer has to pay you. So the obvious question over here is, what's the issue over here? What are we worried about 3 days before the holidays of the Goyim to do business with them? So if you look at Rashi again, so Rashi writes, "V'kulu mishum da'azilu moda la'avodas kachavim b'yamido," that they all relate to the fact that since it's so close to the holiday, he's going to go on the holiday itself, and he's going to give hoda'ah to his avodah zarah on that holiday. So by closing a big deal, a big business deal within 3 days of the holiday, it's going to cause him to go and give hoda'ah to his avodah zarah. So that makes plenty of sense. The problem is as follows: the Gemara in Dav Vav is going to have a discussion about this. The Gemara in Dav Vav is going to ask this question as to what exactly the concern is in our Mishnah. It's going to say, is the reason Mishum Lifnei Iver that you are selling him a behema that he's going to be makrav to avodah zarah, or is the Isser Mishum Harvacha? Mishum Harvacha is the reason Rashi gives over here of Azilu Moda, that he's going to go and he's going to give hoda'ah to his avodah zarah. And the Gemara never answers that Ibaya. It leaves it as an Ibaya Delov Shita, whether it relates to Lifnei Iver or whether it relates to hoda'ah. So it's a little bit difficult that Rashi chooses the one reason reason over the other when the Gemara mentions both reasons? Why would Rashi only mention the Chodah reason and not the Lifnei Iva reason? In the Ritva writes that Rashi holds that even though it's Nibayid Lov Shita, the Gemara elsewhere, Davavam Bey, sounds like it assumes Bistam, the reason of Azil Moda is the Iker reason, is the primary reason. And maybe that's why Rashi assumes that way as the Pasha Pshar in the Mishnah, that it relates to Azil Moda. The Ra'ah writes that the Gemara's Shaila, if you think about it, the Gemara's whole question of whether it relates to the fact that it's Lifnei Iver, that you're going to cause him to be Makriv, whatever you're giving him to Avod Zara, whether it's Mishum Hoda'ah, that he's going to go and be Moded to the Avod Zara, that whole Shaila is only on the issue of Lases V'Lases. It's only on the issue of doing business to make a transaction, right? The first thing we mentioned in the Mishnah of Lases V'Lases, to make a sale to him or something like that. But the rest of the Mishnah, like Lahavosan, Laporan, Lahashilan, to borrow money from them, to pay them back, to lend to them, all of those things are definitely Mishum Azulamota. That there's no Shaila that it's about Lifnei Iver. It can't be about Lifnei Iver. It has to be about Azulamota because you can't say it relate. What's the whole issue of Lifnei Iver? Is that you're providing him with an animal that he's going to go and use as to Krovus Avodah Zarah, that he's going to go and use to be Makrif to Avodah Zarah. So he says that can't be because with all those other transactions in the Mishnah, because he doesn't, when you lend him something that he's expected to return to you, so he's got to return it to you. He can't go and be makrovit. So, or if you lend him money, let's assume that that's the chiluk being malvosan hashilon. You give him money, so you're not giving him to krovus avodah zarah. You're giving him money. You're not giving him anything that he can use for to krovus avodah zarah. So all those other transactions are definitely not about to krovus avodah zarah. It's definitely not about lifnei iver. It's only about harvacha. It's only about the idea that they're going to go and be mo. So if that's the case, we understand very well why Rashi chose that reason of the Gemara, because that reason encapsulates all the different cases in the Mishnah, whereas the other reason would only really cover the issue of lases v'lases. And that's why Rashi is meduyuk. He says, v'kulu mishum da'azil amod davod z'chav miyamido, that all of these cases are for the same reason. If you want to come up with a reason that covers all of these cases, it's all because of azil amoda. Now, there is a discussion in Rishonim over here as to what, I guess I should have mentioned this before, as to why avod zara is in Seder Nezikin. Right, Avodah Zarah is about Avodah Zarah, obviously, and about the different types of Avodah Zarah, the Surim of Avodah Zarah, and the Surim of Ovdei Kochavim, of how to deal with Ovdei Kochavim. What to do in Seder Nezikin? It's not about damages at all. So Tosfos on the top over here says, Basa de Tani Sanhedrin, Dairi Bov Chav Mazal, is Tanami Laha Mesechsta Avodah Zarah B'Seder Yeshuos. That once we learn Mesechus Sanhedrin, which is about how to deal with someone who, how the Sanhedrin deals with someone who violates Avodah Zarah, so we mention Mesechus Avodah Zarah, meaning once we talk about the punishment of violating Avodah Zarah, so now we just go, it's a smooth transition directly into Mesechus Avodah Zarah, straight from Mesechus Sanhedrin. Problem is, we didn't just finish Mesechus Sanhedrin yesterday. We finished Mesechus Shavuos yesterday. And before that, we finished Mesechus Makos. It didn't go straight from Sanhedrin into Avodah Zarah. Umihu Makos u'Shavuos d'shaychi b'Sanhedrin l'hachi tani l'ubasu Sanhedrin. But since Makos and Shavuos relate to the Sanhedrin, relate to the Beis Din itself, so that's why we went straight from Sanhedrin into Makos and Shavuos. V'achrei kein chozer l'sidro v'shon Mesechus Avodah Zarah v'horias. And then we go back to our previously scheduled program, and we go back to Mesechus Avodah Zarah and Mesechus Horios. Now, in general, as Yesod about all these Tosfosin that we're going to be having in this throughout this entire Mesechta, the Gilyan Hashas quotes from the Shema Gedolim of Chida. If you look at the first Gilyan Hashas in the Mesechta, in the side of the page, it says, "B'sefer Shema Gedolim la'Rav Rabbeinu Yosef Azulai ba'os ches kasav b'shem Rabbeinu Betzalel b'shita mukubetzes chulin ki atosus al Mesechus Avodah Zarah shebiyadenu heim tosus Rabbeinu Peretz." That all of the Tosos in Mesechus Avodah Zarah are not actually the normal Balei HaTosos that we always have. It's Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. So if you notice different Lashonos and Tosos throughout this Masechta, it's because it's a different Tosfos throughout this Masechta. It's not the normal Tosos that we're used to having in this Masechta. It's Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, when we say Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, what we mean is Tosos from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz, because we're going to have a Tosos later on, much later on, in Daf Samech Chesamid Aleph, Dibra Maschel V'idach, where Tosos himself quotes Umori Harav Rabbeinu Peretz. So since Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Peretz later on, right? So it's very similar to what people call the Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of Maseches Brachos. So we know that the Rabbeinu Yonah, where the Ran normally is in the Masechta, Rabbeinu Yonah is in Maseches Brachos. We know it's not Rabbeinu Yonah; it's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. How do we know it? Because it always quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. So obviously it's not Rabbeinu Yonah himself. So over here as well, Tosfos in this Masechta, the Sharm Tzion Balecha points out, has to mean not the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, meaning Rabbeinu Peretz himself, but the Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz. And the many of the Rishonim and Achronim, or later Rishonim, early Achronim, noticed that there was something wrong with the Tosfos in this Masechta. Not all of them were able to put their finger on it and exactly where it came from, like the Gilui Neshas does, but Shor Mitzion Balacha quotes the Ramah in a Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yudalid, writes, Ki atosos b'maseches avodah zarah he muta'im u'mishubashim. The Tosos and Maseches Avodah Zarah are all mistaken and all messed up. The Einli Svarim Meduyakim Lagia Mehem. He says, I don't have precise Svarim to be able to correct them, to make all the corrections necessary in the Tosos. So they noticed something was off about this Tosos. Chassam Sofer writes in his Chidushim later on in Daf Nun Ches, Ulefiyon Yazdaiti Divrei Tosos Shrichim Tikun Karov Tosos and Maseches Avodah Zarah. He's commenting on a particular Tosos. He says, this Tosos needs to be fixed, like most Tosos in this Masechta. Most of the Tosos in Maseches Avodah Zarah, something is just a little bit off. Good, so he quotes several Akronim that all notice this trend. Fine. Now, in terms of lahalvosan, again, just jumping around a little bit over here, the Mishnah says that it's asr lahalvosan. So if you look at Tosfos, a little tiny Tosfos, lahalvosan says Tosfos pirush rabbeinu tam dafka b'chinam. You're not allowed to lend the money for free. But if you're going to charge interest, then that's wonderful. Then he's going to be more mitzayer. So you're allowed to charge him interest. You're allowed to lend the money with interest. That's what Tosfos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And this is like Tosfos quotes like the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chaf, Lizbin Inish Barte V'lo Lozif Beribis. That lending money with ribbis borrowing money with ribbis is something that's really terrible for a person. You should sooner sell your daughter than borrow money with ribbis. That's how painful it is to borrow money with ribbis. So if you get to lend the guy money with ribbis prior to his holiday, so that's a wonderful opportunity. That's great. You're not going to cause him any sort of simcha. However, the Chidushei Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if your malva beribis, similar to Tosfos, that it's mutter because mipreshu noshcho, because it bites into him. Like the Gemara says that why is it called neshech? Because it's noshech es ha'adam. It takes a bite into the person. Rashi on Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim says that it's like a snake bite, that at first it's very tiny, where you don't see it, you barely even see the snake bite, but then it quickly spreads and it can infect a very large area of your body. And that's how ribbis is also, that at first the person borrows a reasonable amount of money, something that he can handle and that he can manage, but then before he knows, it grows very large and it takes a huge bite out of him. So that's the shita of Tosos of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva is cholik on Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva says no, even beribis it's aser to lend money to the guy. And how does he know this? He says because that's too big of a chilik for the Gemara not to mention. If it were true that beribis it was mutter, the Gemara should have said that. So even though, isn't it going to cause him great tsar? Says the Ritva, yeah, in a week, in 2 weeks, in a month, in 2 months it will cause him great tsar. But within the next 3 days, no, he just needed some cash, and he got some cash for whatever he needed it for. So right now, he feels good about himself. He walked out of the bank with a big loan, and he feels very good about himself. He doesn't think about the fact that after a while it's going to cost him a lot of money to actually pay back the loan. Now, the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph says that it's aser to lend money to a guy with ribbis in general. Shema Yilma Mimasav, that you're not allowed to lend money with ribbis to a guy with ribbis. So, if that's the case, Tosos is a little bit difficult. That over here we're saying Lefnei Yidehen, you're allowed to lend money, but you're never allowed to lend money with ribbis. So now that seems to be the Torah definitely allows lending money with ribbis to a guy, right? The Torah either allows it or it's a mitzvah, right? L'nachri sashich is either a mitzvah or a heter, but midrabbanan, the rabbanan made it aser because they were concerned you're going to come and learn from them. So there's a major discussion in the Achronim why it is that we're all makel with this, that we all go against this Gemara, that Jewish bankers do this all the time. We always lend money with ribbis to a guy, and basically all the heterim are along the lines of, we need to survive, and that's how we do business, and otherwise we wouldn't be able to do business, or anyway, we're doing business with Gaiim. What difference does it make if it's this business and that business in terms of learning from their ways? You know, it's not like we're either going to lend money with ribbis to them or we'll only deal with Jews. No, we're going to be dealing with Gaiim either way. So what difference does it make if we're doing one business or another business with them? There are all sorts of heterim as to why it is that we do that. Now, Tosos of here also discusses, the big Tosos, Asu Lasses Vlasses Imayim, he discusses why it is that we don't cancel all of our appointments 3 days before the non-Jewish holidays. Why is it that we still close deals and we still are involved in business 3 days before the non-Jewish holidays? So he says that that which we say Asu Vlasses, he says, is only in Isser Midrabanan. And because Zalinus and Midrabanan, we're matir mishum eva. That eva is a general sense of fear or trepidation when relating to the non-Jews. So we're allowed to be matir certain things because of eva. So that's why, that's what we're basically somech on with doing business 3 days prior to the Yom Tov, prior to the Yomi Dehen Shel Ovdei Kochavim. The Ritva says that that any time there's an Isra of Eva, then the Mishnah never meant to Asr anything. Anytime there's an issue, a concern of Eva, then none of these Isurim of the Mishnah apply, all because it's only in Isra, all these Isurim are only Isurim Drabanan, Mishum Eva Hitziru. Fine, that's the primary Shita in the Rishonim. Okay, says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, Chatani Idehen v'Chatani Edehen. It's a question of how to spell the word in the Mishnah. What is it? The Yom Idehen or Yom Edehen with an Ayin? So Rav and Shmuel had a machlokes. One said one way, one said the other way. Mandatani Idehen lo mishtabish, Mandatani Edehen lo mishtabish. The one who said it with an Aleph was not mistaken. The one who said it with an Ayin is not mistaken. Mandatani Idehen lo mishtabish. The one who said it with an Aleph is not mistaken. B'chsiv, because the pasuk says Ki Karov Yom Edam v'Chash Asidos Lamo. That pasuk says Ki Karov Yom Edom. So we see from the words of the pasuk that's referring to Avodah Zarah, right? And yet you see it spells it with an aleph. Umadatani Edehen lo mishtabish, and the one that says it with an ayin is not mistaken. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says Yitnu Edehem v'Yitztaku, and the pasuk continues Yishmu v'Yomru Emes, that Yitnu Edehem v'Yitztaku also we assume relates to Ovdei Kochavim, and the pasuk is saying it Beloshon Bitmiha Yitnu of the Kochavim Edeyem, that the of the Kochavim are going to come and give their Eidos, right? That the Avodah Zarah is going to come and be made V'Yitztaku, and that's going to show them to be righteous Bitmiha, meaning we assume that it refers also to of the Kochavim. So you see, it's a Loshon of Eidos. So if you learn Edehen with an Aleph, why not say Edehen with an Ayin? Why would you reject the other Shita? Tavra Adif. We'd rather say something that's negative about the Avodah Zarah. So that's why you don't want to say Edehen, because Yitnu Edehen V'Yitztaku is not nearly as good as Kikarov Yom Edom V'Chash Asidos Lamo, that the beginning of that pasuk is Lina Kam V'Shilem La'Eis Tamut Raglam, that it's going to be all bad for them and that they're going to have their downfall. So we'd rather have something very negative about them if we're going to mention Avodah Zarah and we're going to refer to it to a certain pasuk in the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We'd rather refer to something that relates to the downfall of Avodah Zarah. And the one that learns it with an ayin, why doesn't he learn it with an aleph? Amr lecha, man ka garam lehu tavra, edus she'idu ba'atzman. What causes their downfall? What causes their breaking point? It's the edus that they're made about themselves. Hilkach edus adifa. So we'd rather go to the root cause, to the root issue, which is the edus. And that's why we learn it with an ayin. V'hai yitnu edeim v'yitztaku ba'ovdei chav m'ksiv. This idea of Yitnu Eideim V'Yitztaku is written in regards to Avodah Zarah? That's not true. Habi Yisrael Ksiv. That pasuk is actually said in regards to the Yisrael, in regards to the Jewish people. Dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Mitzvah She Yisrael Osim Bol Mazeh, Bo Umidus Lam Lom Haba. That all mitzvahs the Jewish people do in this world are going to come and be made for them in Olam Haba. Shenemer Yitnu Eideim V'Yitztaku. Elu Yisrael. Yishmu V'Yomru Emes. Elu of the kochavim that we dash from the pasuk as follows: Yitnu edem yitztaku. They're going to come and give their edus, and they're going to shown to be righteous. That's a reference to the Jewish people. That's not a reference to Avodah Zarah. Yishmu v'yomru emes. That's a reference to of the kochavim, right? That they're all going to hear that edus, and they're going to say emes. They're going to say that our Torah is emes, and that our way of life is emes. That's a reference to the of the kochavim. So it can't be that that's the pasuk from which we learn to say Eidehen with an ayin. Ella Amar Avuna Bered Rav Yeshua Manda Amar Eidehen Mehacha. The one that says Eidehen learns it from the following pasuk: Yotzre Pesel Kulam Tohu V'Chamudehem Bal Yo'ilu Ve'Eidehem Hema. Goes on to say, Bal Yiru Val Yedu L'man Yivoshu. So clearly reference to Avodah Zarah. Yotzei Pesel Kulam Tohu, they create these images and they're all nothingness and all these adornments, all these beautiful imageries of Avodah Zarah is Bal Yawilu, they're all helpless, Edeim Hema, and these are their Edos. This is their Edehem. So you see, that's the pasuk that we learn. It relates to Avodah Zarah and spells it with an ayin, is Edehem. Darush Rabbi Chanin Bar Papa Vitei Rabbi Simlai. La'asud lava, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, we start off with a little bit of Agadita, right at the beginning of this Masechta. He says, La'asud lava, by the way, just before we get to that, Tosos on the bottom over here points out that there are several places in Shas where we have multiple Lashonos, multiple Girsaos within the Mishnah, and we say that it was Machlokas how to read the Mishnah. He quotes Masechas Beitza, Chad Tani Mashilin V'Chad Tani Mashchilin, and Masechas Babakam V'Chad Tani Matzikin V'Chad Tani Masikin, and the Gemara over there doesn't start to ask, well, why did you say this way, why did you say that way? Right? So he says it could be that the Gemara doesn't ask it because they both really mean the same thing. As opposed to over here, aid with an ayin and aid with an aleph, or ayid with an aleph, are two totally different words. So it could be that whenever the words really mean the same thing, that's when the Gemara leaves it alone. When they don't really mean the same thing, the Gemara starts picking on it. Why would you use one word over the other? The only problem Tosfos says is that in Gemara Masechta Sukkah, in the last paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and it says Chad Tani Shoeva v'Chad Tani Chashuva, and the Gemara does not question why would you say Shoeva and not Chashuva. Even though those words clearly don't mean the same thing. Chashuva means important, Shoeva means drawing. They don't mean the same thing at all. And also in the second paragraph of Yevamos, also doesn't have the same mashmaos. Rishon and Shnia, that it doesn't have the same mashmaos, and the Gemara does not question why you would say one and not the other. So he says, the Tosfos says, what must be going on in our Gemara as to why the Gemara questions this, is the Gemara assumes right off the bat that one of these Lashonos is much better than the other one. The Gemara automatically assumes that it's mistaver to say a Lashon of Eidos with an Ayin, because that's the testimony that breaks them, the testimony to bring down the Avodah Zarah. Then Tosfos says, yeah, but then why do we ask why the guy who says with an Ayin doesn't say with an Aleph? So he says, yeah, once we have an answer as to why you would want to say with an aleph over an ayin, then you can ask why the one who says with an ayin doesn't say with an aleph. But the Gemara's original assumption is that it makes much more sense to say it with an ayin than it does with an aleph. Okay, let's see the Agarat in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, Darish Rabbi Chanin Bar Papa Vitam Rabbi Simlai, Las Lavo, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, one day in the future, God is going to bring a Sefer Torah, Umanicha B'chiko, and he's going to hold it in his lap, Va'omer, and he's going to say, L'misha Asakba Yavav Yitol Scharo, whoever was involved in it, was involved in Torah, should come and receive his reward. Miyan Miskabtsin Uba'in Ovdei Kachavim B'Revuvia. So there's going to be a tremendous tumult of Ovdei Kachavim, various Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who are all going to be confused and running together, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemer, Kol HaGoyim Nikpetsu Yachtav, all the Goyim are going to gather together, Yachtav, all together. Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Tikantzu Lefanei Biruvya, don't come in a confused, disorganized manner in front of me. El Tikanis Kol Uma V'Uma V'Sofreha, rather, I want each and every nation, V'Sofreha, Rashi says, Chachameha, and its wise men, to each come, Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, As the pasuk says, v'ye'asvu l'umim, that the nations should gather. Ve'in l'um ele malchus, and l'um is a lashon of malchus. So shenemar l'om b'lom yamatz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let's get organized. Let's get malchus by malchus. Each of you come one at a time, and then we'll deal with your claims that you did learn Torah, and I'll explain to you why you didn't learn Torah and you didn't observe the Torah, and why you're therefore not going to get the ischar. So frak the Gemara, wait a second. Problem with the story over here. Umi ikor revuvya kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there any such thing as confusion in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's no confusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could have 1,000 people all screaming out at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears each and every one of them individually. So what does that mean, that there's going to be major confusion? So Eloki hechi delo lervavu la'arbevu inhu bahade adadi delishmu maidamelhu. No, the point is that he didn't want them to become confused by each other. When you have 1,000 people screaming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might be able to hear each one individually, but the people screaming can't hear themselves, and they get confused by hearing the person next to them screaming something else, and the other guy next to them screaming something else. So he says, no, get organized, otherwise you're not going to be able to present your case properly. Miyad nikmas al defan of Malchus Rom mitchila. So the Malchus of Rome came first. They were the first ones to enter the din, or will be the first ones to enter the din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My time, why did they come first? Mishum de chashiva, because they're the most chashuv. Uminalim de chashiva, how do we know they're the most chashuv? Because the pasuk says about the malchus of Rome, v'seichul kol ara v'sidushne v'sadkine. So the pasuk says that they're gonna take over the entire land. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu Romi chayeves. This is the evil Romans. Romi chayeves is the way we refer to them. The Romans who are chayev, right? That's they're considered to be terrible rishayim. Shetiva yatsa b'kol olam, whose nature spreads and whose way spreads throughout the entire world. So since they had such power over the entire world, they're the ones that come first. How do we know that the one who's most chashav comes first? If you have a melech and a tzibur, the melech comes first for the din Torah. It says that the melech has to come first before the rest of the world. So the time am I, why is the Melech comes first? Either because it's not respectful to have a Melech sitting in the waiting room, or another explanation is that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets so angry from hearing case after case of people who are guilty and people who have done terrible things, and by the time he sees the Melech, he's going to take it all out on the Melech, so in order to spare the Melech that treatment, right, so we have the Melech come first in terms of the din, so that the Dayan isn't all fed up and angry already by the time he sees the Melech. What's the nafkamina between the two Dayas? So the Chidush Chassam Sofer says nafkamina is if the Melech is a Tzaddik Gomer and the Am is Rishayim. So then you don't have to say the reason of Mekami Delefush Charonaf Adrabah, when the nation comes first and then the Melech comes, then it's going to be such a relief to see someone who's actually righteous and who's actually good. So you can question the nafkamina, but that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests, that the reason of Mekami Delefush Charonaf won't apply, but the reason of the disrespect of having the Melech sit in the waiting room, that will apply. Rashi on Chumash in Parshas Peshalach, when it says V'kavda b'paro b'kol chelo, Rashi says who hischil ba'avera umimenu ischil ha'paranus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Paro first because he was the first one to be involved in the avera. The Divrei David, which is the Sefer of the Taz on Chumash, on Rashi on Chumash, says why does Rashi have to say that the reason Paro gets punished first is because he's the one that did the avera first? Not Adrab, but just say based on this Gemara that Paro gets punished first because He's the melech, and the melech always goes first. So he says, you have to say that that din is only by a melech Yisrael, that a melech is nichnas tchila. But the later achronim say, what's he talking about? The Gemara over here is not about a melech Yisrael. We're talking about Malchus Romi. We're talking about all the umos ha'olam that are going to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Pardis Yosef says. Now what you have to say is that the melech nichnas tchila is only the din. But when it comes to onesh, the melech is not nichnas tchila. And when Rashi and Chumash was talking, about the Piranus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to bring on Paro and Mitzrayim. Fine. Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, B'may Asaktim, what were you involved with? Amar Lama HaKadosh, they're going to say, Ribono Shalom, we've done so many productive things in your world. Harbi Shvakim Taknina, we fixed many marketplaces. Harbi Merchatzolos Asinu, we built bathhouses. Harbi Kesef Zav Rabinu, we amassed gold and silver. V'kulam Lo Asinu El Bishul Yisrael, and we did all of this only for the Jewish people, Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah, so that they can learn Torah. Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shotim Sheba Olam, you morons. Everything that you did, you only did for your own benefit. You didn't do anything for the Jewish people. You made marketplaces so that prostitutes could hang out there. You made bathhouses so you could enjoy those bathhouses. And what? You're saying that you amassed gold and silver? I put that gold and silver there. The gold and silver is all mine, God says. Shnemar liyah kesef, liyah zav, nu'um Hashem tzvakos. Klum yesh b'chem magid zos? Do you have anyone who tells this? Shnemar mi b'chem yagid zos, ve'ein zos al Torah. Zos referring to the Torah. I mean, where are your Talmidei Chacham? Where are your people who are learning Torah? Shnemar v'zos ha-Torah shesam Moshe. Miyad yatsu b'pachei nefesh. So they immediately go out completely dejected. They realize that they lost. Yatsus malchus romi. So the Malchus Romi leaves and Malchus Paras comes and takes its place. All the Achronim ask the Kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams at them, Shotim Shabiolam. What should he say to them? Shakranim Shabiolam, you liars. He doesn't call them liars, he calls them morons. What do they say that's stupid? If they in fact did all these things for Klal Yisrael, it's not stupid. It's very nice and would be very good perhaps. Why does he call them shotim rather than shakranim? They're lying. So some of the achronim just say very poshut. They're talking to the Bochen Klayos V'Lev. They're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your every kavana, why you do everything. To think that you could tell a lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ein Shtus G'dolu Mizu, that's the greatest shtus in the world. That's the most moronic thing a person could ever do. To think that they could tell a lie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Briska Rav says different. The Briska Rav in his Pirush on Chumash says, no, the Shotim Sheba Olam, is that their taina is, no, we really did it for the reason we were successful in doing everything that we did was so that the Jews would benefit from it, so that Talmidei Chacham would benefit from it, similar to what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that if you build a palace, it could be that the Rambam knocked up to the Pirush HaMishnayos, says a person could build a big palace, plant a vineyard, and it's all because in 30 years from now, some Talmud Chacham is going to need some shade, and he's going to benefit from the shade of that palace. So they're saying, yeah, we did it all for the Jews. The whole benefit of it was for the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shotim Shabiolam. I know that that's true, but that wasn't your kavana, and I'm going to judge you based on your kavana, not based on the fact that I made it work out that the Jewish people happened to benefit from it in the end of the day. So, Nichsa Malchus Paras Achra, my time the Hachashiva Basra. Why Malchus Paras next? Because they're the next most chashuv. Minolan, Dichsiv, Varuchiv, Yav Achre Tinyana, Damiladov. The Tanya of Yosef, Elu Parsim, that the who's like a bear, that's the Parsim, Sha'ochlum Vishosim Kedov, that they eat and drink like a bear, Musrival and Basar Kedov, they're fat like a bear, Umagadan Ser Kedov, and they grow hair like bears. The Ainla Menucha Kedov, and they also don't have any rest like a bear. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maya Saktim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, what were you involved with? Amalam Ribbono Shalom Harbi Gesharim Geshanu Harbi Krachim Kavashnu, we built many bridges, we captured many cities, Harbi Melchamos Asinu, we made many wars, V'kulam Lo Asinu El Bashuli Sogdeshi Saskim. Torah. And we did it all for the Jewish people that they should be able to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol mashah asisem l'tzorach atzmichem asisem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, everything that you've done for yourself. Tikantem gesharm litolmeh mechas. You made bridges so that you can collect the tolls. Krachem lasos bem angaria. You made cities in order to be able to tax them and to be able to use them, the people of those cities, to work for you. Mulchamos, and in terms of the wars, ani asisi. Shemar Hashem ish mulchama. In terms of the wars, I've done that. Hashem is the ish mulchama. klum yesh bechem magid zos? Do you have anyone who's magid zos? Shemar mi bechem yagid zos? Vein zos el Torah, and that's a reference to Torah. Shemar zos el Torah shasam Moshe miyad yasam milfanu bepachin nefesh. They leave dejected. V'chim yachad dechaz malchus paros malchus romi dolo mahani v'lamidi. My time ayla. Now, why would the malchus paros be so stupid as to see the malchus romi make claims and be completely rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then try to make almost the same exact claim? Didn't they realize they were going to be rejected? Amri inu sasri beis hamikdash v'anan beninan. They said, no, we have one thing over them. The Romans destroyed the beis hamikdash. We built it. V'chein l'kolum of uma. And so it goes. A parade of umas, a parade of nations goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they each get rejected. But why do the other nations go after they see that the first two were rejected? And they figured, you know what, we can still go, because the one thing the Romans and Paras have that we don't have is they were Meshabed Klal Yisrael. We were never Meshabed Klal Yisrael, and therefore we still stand a chance. And each one ends up ultimately getting rejected. Okay, we're right in the middle of something. I'm sorry I came late today. Baruch Hashem, we will catch up tomorrow.